This is part one of a previously recorded two-part Live and Local interview. It's time for another edition of Live and Local from the studios of 33rd and Burt. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thank you so much for joining me today. Since 1985, the Omaha Public Library Foundation has raised more than $10 million in private support for Omaha Public Library programs and services. It's a lot of money. It goes to a lot of good. And the executive director of the Omaha Public Library Foundation is Wendy Townley. She joins me today live and local. Wendy, thank you so much for joining me.
You bet, Mike. Thanks so much for having me.
Public libraries, almost by definition, publicly funded. Why is that not enough?
Good question. So in so many communities across the country, public libraries are part of a city department, just as they are here in Omaha. And those tax dollars that library systems such as Omaha Public Library receive are important. They're vital. We can't run the libraries without them, but as you mentioned, they aren't enough. What I often like to say is that the Library Foundation, we use private dollars from generous donors, big and small, across the community to make our libraries that much better. So public dollars really are kind of the foundation, the mainstay of the library budget throughout the year. They keep our buildings open. They keep our staff paid. But really, private dollars through the Library Foundation really make the library experience for our patrons that much better in our community. Pre-COVID, during COVID, and even post-COVID as we head into that new world.
You mentioned during COVID, and we saw that because of super huge and necessary, I'm sorry to say at the time, budget cuts, because money had to be diverted to fight this pandemic,
right,
to fight the unemployment that came with it, to all these growing expenses from PPE to everything else, that the city had to make choices. And so we saw library branches have to shut down or go on very, very skeletal crews. But the library adapted. The library then came up with curbside service and expanded their online features. And all of that then really dipping into the funds provided by the Omaha Public Library Foundation, correct?
Yep, that's exactly right. So it seems weird that we're a year out from that, but our libraries closed to the public in mid-March of last year, and then in May of last year is when we started curbside service, which was met with a resounding thank you from our community. And then we really didn't open all of our doors until September of last year, but it is through dollars raised up through the Library Foundation from our donors that allowed us last year to grow the ebook collection by 10%, which is about 46,000 titles. We quickly launched a digital books campaign last year after our libraries closed, and by the end of last year, we raised $175,000, again, from big donors down to the smaller donors to really grow that digital books collection, because while we were closed, that was the immediate services or immediate collections that our patrons could get access to last year.
And of course, with all of us being shut in and somewhat secluded, or at least in our own little tiny itty bitty family communes there, reading was, reading and the ability to see online video and that type of thing, online music, those were our pleasures.
Yeah. Yes, they were pleasures and they were lifelines and they were, I feel like, helped everyone's mental health and mental well-being. So certainly libraries provide a wonderful escape. Readers like me, I love to just pick up a variety of books and get lost in them in my free time. But we also became a resource very quickly for so many families who were homeschooling children and doing remote learning. So many of those students were not able to access materials in their school library, so they quickly came to Omaha Public Library to get digital materials, digital books, and audiobooks in the early days of the pandemic, which sounds odd saying, but in the early days. And then when we offered curbside, dollars that we raised to buy printed books in our branches were again available to our patrons.
Wendy, how does the Omaha Public Library Foundation get money? How do you solicit donors? How do you get people to contribute and be a part of the program to help augment our public libraries?
Good. It's my favorite question. I wish it were in a cauldron at the end of a rainbow, but that's not how it works.
wee little leprechaun there at the end as well.
Exactly. I just had to like find it on the map and go get it. No, so we do a number of things throughout the year at the Library Foundation. We participate in giving days that we have all come to know and love here in Omaha. We have grants that we receive from many of the sizable and generous foundations in our community, sponsorships, as well as individual donors. But one of our favorite ways to raise dollars for the library is through events. And we have hosted an author event consistently for the past 7 or 8 years now in the fall, which allows us to celebrate the library, celebrate literacy, and bring a noted author to Omaha, whether that be on Zoom or in person.
Outstanding. I assume that you have something like that planned for this year as well. Join me tomorrow at 7:45 a.m. and 3:44 p.m. for the conclusion of this live and local interview.